Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. I am so glad to be with you. As we're going through this section of Philippians, it's one of my favorite passages, but what stands out is this idea of anxiety and worry. And what it made me realize is worry is a thief of joy and presence in our lives. How many of you have lost sleep over worrying? How many have missed a special moment in life because a wave of anxiety washed over you? How many of you try to figure out a problem or clean up a mess or just try to tackle all the worries in the world and it takes up space in your mind? Paul probably spent some time worrying over things in his life as well. So he offers some advice to help people. He says, do not be anxious about anything. Ha! I used to get so frustrated at that statement sometimes because I did not know how to leave my concerns with Jesus. I'd share them. I'd ask for help. But they didn't always stay with Jesus. They would just stick to me. Maybe you can relate a little. I had to learn how to leave my concerns with my sustainer and not just take them right back. And here's how Paul's words and the Holy Spirit's inspiration actually helped me. What I started doing was I'd write out all the things that were concerns, worries, fears, or whatever else was causing problems. Anything I can think of, I'd write them down. And then as verse 6 says, I'd pray through each thing that I wrote down individually. Yes, I know this can take a little time, especially if you're an overthinker like me. Then next, you're going to write down everything you're thankful for, anything that causes a little bit of gratitude. Think of what God has done that day, that week, that month, or even just the people in your life. You know, maybe somebody paid for your coffee at the coffee shop. Maybe somebody cut you off, but then you noticed it caused you not to get in an accident. Whatever you can be grateful for, put it down. And then pray through the thankful list individually as well. You'll be surprised at what God gives you during this time. Finally, release the worries and concerns to Jesus. And just tell him, okay, I'm going to lay these at the feet of the cross. I know you have these. And then allow him to protect your heart and mind. That's how I started leaving my concerns with him instead of carrying them with me. You know, it's been a helpful tool for me to organize my thoughts and then hand them over in faith, trusting that the Lord will provide in the ways that I need. I have also sat with people for years doing this simple exercise and witnessed the peace that passes understanding, lift their worries and concerns, and replace them with peace and protection. If you're having trouble with some of your concerns in life, go to the Lord and go to others. People love you. They're here to help you. Let me just remind you, we have our care and counseling department. We have our prayer teams. We have resources that can help you during this journey of life. So whatever we can do to help, let us know. Thanks for listening. Praying for y'all.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.